My name is Michelle Ogwu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 5th of October 2009. The time is 7:21 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from, please?
My name's Sarah Clark. I'm 48 and I'm from Warwick.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, excited. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes. When did you come down from Warwick?
We came down on Saturday afternoon, yes, and came along here, had a look at what's going on, Trafalgar Square, had a look at the plinth, various things, and then we went to the Portrait Gallery, which was interesting, and I see they've got a link there, which was good, and then we went to my brother's in Dulwich, where we're staying. Yes, and then yesterday we just had a met up with my daughter, who's been doing a little bit of visiting friends, so she's coming along to have a look, and went to the South Bank, had a wander, and then went out last night for a nice curry, and here we are bright and early this morning.
So you've made a weekend of it?
We have, yes, and it was very good.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
Well, it was actually, I think I'd sort of heard it vaguely about it, but it was actually through a friend who's here today who had seen it on the net and was really interested in it. And that got me into looking at the link on the net and sort of people watching. I think you can dip in and out kind of whilst I'm at work. And that was quite interesting, seeing different things and thinking, you know, some people are much more interesting than others. And it's very interesting how people want to connect with people. I mean, some people are just possibly just statues and that's the kind of thing, but the vast majority of people somehow want to interact with people who are there, which I thought was really interesting. And so it was through this friend, really.
Did they apply?
So yeah, I think I was the first to apply, but there were about four of us who did all apply. My husband did get a place on Friday, yes, beginning of the weekend, but he turned it down because he was offered a place after me, and it sort of felt, you know, he'd come and support me, but it was perhaps to go on Friday morning again as well, seemed a bit much. So we thought we'd just focus on my hour, so that's good. So, and we've seen a bit of, with this particular friend, we've also seen a bit of Anthony Gormley's work, because we went had a holiday in Lindisfarne and saw the Angel of the North, which was very impressive, and I actually liked it much more than I just thought I would. So and then we went to Liverpool and saw the Men on the Beach.
What did you think?
Yeah, I liked that. I thought that was really good. Yes. So that was very good.
Why did you want to take part in this project?
I just thought it was a unique opportunity, really. I mean, I didn't think I'd get a place, and I think the number of people who've applied, I really thought that. In fact, I was offered two places because we were on holiday the first time, and so I wasn't able to reply in time, and So I was put back in the draw. I think I emailed to say, you know, sorry about that, murder. So I was actually offered two places, and then my husband was offered a place as well. And you think, gosh, that's actually quite a lot of places. Perhaps there aren't many people from the West Midlands who apply. But so I think I applied thinking I wouldn't get a place and that, you know, it wouldn't actually happen. So it was all rather scary when I did. And but anyway, we went ahead with it, and yes.
Have you decided how you're going to spend your time up
there? Yes, I hadn't before I applied, but once I heard I got a place, I thought, this is what I want to do, which is it's a wall hanging of with words which kind of sum up the hour. So it's got things like 5th of October, 8 o'clock, my name, or my nickname on the One Another site, and that kind of thing. And it's just kind of what came to mind, and I thought, yes, that's what I'll do. So and I thought I'd be able to do it all in the hour, but I realised that actually takes much longer to do. I think I'm just too careful. So
have you tried to do it?
Yeah, so I've painted some of it. I began by just doing a test, seeing how long it would take, and it actually took about 5 minutes a word, and I thought, I'm never going to do it all in the time. So I've actually done most of it, and I'm just going to finish it on the plinth. And I sort of feel it's all part of the artistic creation. So I've just got the one row, one and other, is what I haven't painted, and that's what I'm going to do.
So tell me what you brought along with you.
I had a friend. I was rather worried whether it'd be windy. So happily, it's not windy today. But a friend's made a frame for the hanging to go on, because I thought it needs to be something big that people can see. So this is about 2.5 meters tall, and my original idea was that it could be hoisted up as I went along, did a row and hoisted it up and gradually sort of reveal itself. But that's not going to happen because it would all take far too long, I realise. So it's all going to be up there, and I'm just going to paint this row, and then. But yes, the frame's really good, and it feels secure and won't topple over. And I tested it out in slight wind at home, and it seemed to be fine, didn't move at all. So I think it should be fine.
And you've brought along a case.
Yes, I brought along my father's briefcase, which he kept his old sort of oil paints in, and it just felt like, it's a good size because it's just small, and I brought his brushes along as well, which I haven't used before, but he was much more artistic than me, so it felt like sort of the right sort of thing to be bringing to an artistic event.
Have you used them before?
No. I haven't. I did take the, it was full with lots of old sort of half used and empty oil paint little container things, squidgy tubes, and I thought could make some sort of artistic sort of display with them, but I haven't done that actually. But anyway, I just thought the paints, they're quite a good size, it's quite a big paintbrush, and they're just the right sort of texture for doing this painting, so I thought they're the right thing to use.
How long have you been painting?
Well, I don't really paint, actually. It's not really something that I do, because I think I'm not as good at it as I would like, which is why I've stuck to lettering, because lettering I can do, but actual sort of painting, I would like to be better at it, but I'm actually not particularly talented. So I think I've chosen something which is something I can do, but to actually just paint a scene or something like that, I wouldn't really be able to do. So,
what do you think you'd be doing if you weren't here?
I'd be at work. So I've got a day off, which is great. Yes. So, but I've got people at work tuning in. They've come in early, having breakfast at work. Which is rather fun, and so that's, yes, I would be there.
What do you do?
I do secretarial work at a firm of architects who repair and restore historic buildings, so it's quite interesting. I quite enjoy it, so yes.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there for a very long time, actually. I've been there for about 21 years, but I've left. I had two children, so I've left between having them. But it was 21 years ago really that I started. So
has it changed a lot since you've been there?
It's technology is what I notice has changed, because when I started there, we used to save everything onto discs on the computers, and we didn't have a fax machine. I remember a fax machine beginning, you know, and now all the computers are networked, and it's just, you really think in that short space of time, 20 years, it's amazing how technology has sort of come on, just because I can remember these things happening. And like mobile homes, they had car phones which were sort of stuck in the car, and it is amazing how, and like email, which creates such a lot of work, I know it's not meant to, but at our office, creates so much more work than, because you sort of have to print off the emails. It's like people would normally sort of, maybe 20 years ago, they'd write a letter and it was because you had to say it and that'd be fine, but now people write little bits in emails, but we have to print it off, have to keep a record of everything, and it's just it just creates a huge amount of work and filing them for stuff.
Is there as much paper filing as there ever was for you?
It was even more, it feels, because of all these emails. I'm sure some offices perhaps deal with things a bit better than we do, but we just feel we have to have a paper copy of everything just in case there's some query. And but anyway, it's so that's a bit of a nuisance.
Is it a one-to-one relationship that you have with somebody, or is it a team of people that you work with?
It is main. Well, I work for two people, so it's sort of but it's quite a small organisation, so I sort of work for the two directors, so but it's interesting.
What was it like trying to get to grips with this new technology, with the fax machine, for example, when it arrived? Was it difficult to get the head around it?
I don't think so. I can't really remember. I don't think it was. I think you have an initial time when it's, we've got to learn. Like, we had a new version of Word loaded, and that was really, you sort of protest about it, and but once you've got used to it and know how to use it, you know, it's fine. But I imagine these other things were like that as well. But
so is your role okay. General support and administration?
Yes, it is really. It's quite a lot of typing, I suppose, is a lot of it, and producing documents and reports and that sort of thing. They're doing a quinquennial inspection of Clifton House, which is quite interesting, up in Maidenhead, the hotel, which is also owned by the National Trust. So that's a huge, huge amount of work, because there's so many outbuildings and things that they're doing.
When you say inspection?
Yeah, so it's a sort of a survey of the condition of the windows and the floors, and whether they, and then you prioritise repairs, saying these need to be done this year or these need to be done in 5 years' time. And it's just so they can keep it in a good state. So, it's a 5-yearly report, so which the National Trust seem to do. So keep an eye on their properties.
So generate quite a bit of work.
Yes, it does. I think with the credit crunch, sort of people are cutting back on some things. But yes, it is quite a.
How do you like to spend your time when you're not working?
Well, I'm not working. I have an allotment, and I enjoy going down there. That's my space, and it feels like a bit of the countryside. So that's good. What else do I do? I try and go running, which I'm struggling with a bit at the moment, to get motivated, because I go first thing in the morning, and now it's getting dark. That's a bit of a struggle to get out of bed. But
where do you run?
I just run round the roads, sort of. I live in an estate, so I run around the edge of that, which is if I want to go for a 20-minute run, I go around the edge of the estate. And if I want to go for a 40-minute run, I just go on a sort of longer route, really. But I always do circular runs, so. Hopefully with no shortcuts, or else I'll take the shortcut. Exactly. Yes, I would. So that's.
Just coming back to your allotment, can you describe it for me? What does it look like at the moment?
At the moment, it's quite autumnal. I've got sunflowers, which are very tall and are all sort of dead, but I've left them there for the birds to eat. I've decided to leave them over the winter. I've got a parsnip and strawberry patch, which ought to be thinned out really, but the strawberries, that is. And then I've got a big shed, and I've got some beans, some French beans, which I've left. I've picked most of them, but I've left some for, so I can use the seeds for next year. Yeah, it's quite a small plot. It used to be 3 times the size, but I've gradually sort of given it over, as it was far too big, and I used to just get depressed every time I went down, because I could never keep on top of it. So now it's just perfect size. And so it's good.
Are there lots of plots there?
Yes, it's, I don't know. Yeah, I think they're probably about 400 or 500, I don't know. I think they are more and more are getting split into smaller size ones. Obviously, that means more plots, I think, as people find they haven't got the time. I mean, retired people might have two or three plots, but a lot of people like me just like to have a smaller plot and just go down and enjoy it. And they are dividing the plots up into smaller spaces. So that's
good. How did you manage to get one?
It was actually a friend who had it, and he was sharing it with a girl who went overseas, and I'd sort of mentioned that I quite like gardening. He said, would I like to help and sort of take over her sharing of it? And then he got a new job and he's dropped out, so now I've sort of got it all myself. So yes, but that was quite a few years ago now. Probably had it about 10 years or something.
So does any other member of your family come to it? Just yours?
Well, it is really mine. My husband does come down strim for me occasionally, and he used to help dig when I was really behind and got very depressed. But he doesn't really enjoy gardening, so it's only if he does do the strimming, which is nice because that's a bit of an effort, really. But for keeping the paths down, the grass. So, I had these great visions of happy family, you know, children enjoying their little patch, but no, it didn't work out really.
How old are your children?
So now they're 19 and 16, nearly 17. So, my daughter, who's the older one, is coming today, but my son, who would have been at school, but he's actually unwell today, so he's got the day off with a nasty cough. So he'll be able to watch me on the net.
Are they both still at home?
Yes, they are. My daughter wants to go to drama school, and she's auditioned for a couple of years. So she's had one gap year, and she's not got in. So what she wants to do is actually come to London and try and get a job in a theatre, doing anything, and live here for a year and re-audition for next time. So that's her plan for this year.
Does she want to do classical theatre or musical theatre?
I think classical, yes. I think she really hasn't got quite a good enough voice for musical. I mean, she loves musical theatre, but you have to have a really good voice. So, she just loves acting. So that's great. You can tell that she's really fulfilled by it. So that's her dream, and that's what she wants to do.
What's important to you?
What's important to me? I think my family. I go to church, and I think that's important to me. I think countryside, I mean, just having a rural, I don't mean countryside issues, I mean just sort of peacefulness. We want to move to France when the children have left home, and that's, you know, countryside, and it's just a lovely, in fact, we bought a house there a few years ago.
Whereabouts?
It's near Poitiers in Poitou-Charentes, and there's so many British people there, which we had no idea of when we bought the place, but there are lots of British people there, and but it's just a lovely rural place, and we really like.
Were you disappointed that there were so many British people?
Well, we were a bit, really. I think it was a real surprise to go to the supermarket and you hear all these British voices. And but I think it's, I think we're just used to it now. But it was a bit of a disappointment, yes. You want to sort of keep away from the British. And sometimes it's, you sort of think it's, sometimes it's the worst of the British over there. But anyway, yes.
How long have you had?
We bought it in 2002, so we've had it 7 years.
Do you manage to get out there very much?
Perhaps once or twice a year, yeah. It's a place that we're restoring, which is nearly done, but we've actually bought another property, which was just round the corner, to do as gîtes, the holiday cottages, so that's another project. But my husband goes out more often with work parties. He has his group of friends who go out, who just love France and love going out and helping us. In fact, one of them is the one who made the frame for my wall hanging, because he's very good at carpentry. So I knew he'd be really good to ask if he could make this frame for me. So that good, but he's made some windows and things for our place in France.
So if you do move there, would you would you be running the sheep business? Is that what you would do out there?
It would, yes. I also did a TEFL course, Teach English as a Foreign Language, a couple of years ago, and with an idea that I could perhaps teach English to the French, because actually when there's so many British people there, and if you have to go to the banks and, you know, live a life and seeing professional French people, I'm thinking that maybe it'd be really useful for them to be able to speak English, because a lot of the English people don't speak French, and just to help with communication. I think there might be a market there. Anyway, that was an idea of something I could do amongst other things.
Do you speak French?
Well, I do. I'm better than I was, and I did do several years of evening classes, and it's, yeah, I am better. I'm not fluent, but I can understand quite a lot, and I can get by, I suppose.
How did you describe yourself on your profile?
I describe myself as not an exhibitionist, because I'm sort of quite an introverted, sort of wouldn't normally display myself if I could help it. So it's kind of a little bit out of my mould doing this. And actually 8 o'clock in the morning is quite a good time, because there won't be many people around. I was thinking it would feel quite different if it was Saturday lunchtime, when it was so busy and there were just thousands of people. It feels very exciting. Bit of a challenge, I suppose.
Do the fact that this is obviously about people, people being the art, is that something that appealed to you about this work?
I think it was more the art rather than the people, I think. Yes, just feeling that you were part of an art installation. I think that was what appealed to me.
Do you have any reservations about doing it?
No, I don't. I think it's be great. I hope it all just goes all right and everything, you know. Feel slightly worried, thinking, oh, will it fall over and sort of the ball hanging and stuff. But no, I'm sure it'll be fine. And no, it's great. So,
is there anything else you'd like to say before you go up on the plinth?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a great opportunity. Very exciting.
Thank you very much indeed.